Thursday morning broadcast on this 23rd of February, day two in the month of Adar. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. I actually took that to heart this past Monday night. I wanted to, to be very honest, my dining partner, the great Dr. Mark, he said, you know, it's Rosh Chodesh Monday night. We should go somewhere that'll really bring us tremendous joy, tremendous simcha, if we're going to get together. And sure enough, our destination was the amazing Eden Walk on North Avenue in New Rochelle, where our dear friend Josh Berkowitz, who we know for a long time and has been an incredible friend and supporter of this show for God knows how long, is celebrating his 25th anniversary. Now, in the world of kosher food, in the world of kosher restaurants, that is an astounding accomplishment to be around 25 years, not just be around, but be at the top of their game up at Eden Walk in New Rochelle for 25 years. So I figured we're going to pay tribute to him for a few minutes this morning and to his amazing staff by, number one, acknowledging 25 years up on North Avenue in New Rochelle, and number two, by encouraging everybody, no matter where you are, when you have an opportunity, get on over to Eden Walk on North Avenue in New Rochelle, enjoy a great lunch slash dinner, and if you happen to be there on a Monday night, enjoy their incredible Monday night buffet. Josh Berkowitz, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum.
Was an absolute delight seeing you Monday night, and as usual, your staff and the food and everything was completely off the charts. And that may be the secret why 25 years later you're still around and at the top of your game. Number one, the food is great. And number two, you obviously have a very loyal staff. You have some people there that have been with you a long, long time. So it must be a very, very pleasant working environment.
We try to make everyone feel as family. We want everyone to be happy. We sit down all the time. We eat dinner together. We eat lunch together. It's the home away from home.
Yeah, well, that's the way you treat it, and you treat your customers as if it's a home away from home as well. It's funny, I was thinking to myself, because obviously I've been a customer and a guest of yours so many times over the last couple of decades. I can't think of any, you always talk about places of restaurants and places people go to eat evolving and, all the changes. I'm saying to myself, you're like the heart of consistency. Like, if you look at the dining experience from 20 years ago, it's very similar to today, yet it still feels fresh and great and delicious. Any major differences from back then till now?
The availability of products, has evolved quite a bit in the last, 20, 25 years. The kosher food industry, as you said before, has really evolved. We're kind of going in that way as well, developing new menu items and just keeping stuff fresh, as you said. That's the key to keep people happy. People don't want to eat the same thing every day. Right. Well, there's some people that do. But most people want to eat something different, every day. So, you can now grab a sandwich by us. Thursday night, we have burger night. Rest of the week, we have Chinese food, Japanese food, Thai food. We're working on a couple of things with the development team. We like to keep it fresh and fun and enjoyable.
So I'm the culprit here. I'm the guy who keeps ordering the few dishes that I fell in love with years ago, and I'm thinking that, not much has changed. Just the opposite is going on. You've introduced a 2023 style buffet, as you just said. Now sandwiches and burgers are available, which is certainly unique for a restaurant like yours. And Thursday night is extra special because of that. Plus, of course, as you mentioned, you're always adding to the Asian menu with different offerings from around the world. So while you're still sticking with the classics and satisfying the palate of people like myself, you're still evolving. And you have created an amazing dining experience. We are speaking with Josh Berkowitz, celebrating 25 years, the silver anniversary of Eden Walk on North Avenue in New Rochelle. And he's not just limited to Westchester. There are plenty of people who come from Connecticut and Riverdale and Bergen County and Manhattan and Queens and so many other places to join everybody at Eden Walk up in New Rochelle. And we should also mention, by the way, Josh, that in addition to the catering that you do outside the facility, you actually make sure to accommodate people who want to do a Sheva Brachos or any type of birthday or anniversary celebration in the restaurant itself. You have a lot of room up there. It may not feel that way to you all the time, but you're among the larger spaces when it comes to restaurants. And the people are, I'm sure people are still taking advantage of that. I assume now that we're post-COVID, you are seeing some of the celebrations of 20, 30 people come back to the restaurant?
Correct. You know, lunch meetings are back.
Right.
Sharon Buckle, birthdays. I have a birthday, you know, small birthday party tonight. And, you know, we encourage people to come. Enjoy. You know, we could social distance if need be. Let people have fun, enjoy.
Yeah, although most people have foregone the social distancing, it's interesting. You're at the epicenter, people don't remember, or maybe some people do. At 3 years ago, literally now, we're talking about the beginning of the month of Adar, right? And the people were hearing Megillah through their living room windows for people, you know, up in New Rochelle 3 years ago, people who were coming to read Megillah and visit them, because that's, of course, where the first COVID cases hit this area, not just for the Jewish community, but in general, up in the Westchester area. It must have been quite a scramble and quite a job for you, because I'm imagining that in the first few months of COVID, and it lasted a while, like I say, up there, you're providing a lot of takeout food, a tremendous number of deliveries. I mean, you know, there are people who obviously took up cooking and baking during that period of time, but, you know, there's a limit to how much cooking and baking people wanted to do. What was that scramble like? What was that hecticness like back 3 years ago?
So it's actually funny, because it was about this time 3 years ago that I was talking to you about, you know, COVID and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
It was a lot of scrambling. It was hectic. But when you pull up to someone's door that obviously they're not going to open because they are quarantined,
right,
but they move the window shade and give you a huge smile because now they feel like, even though they're secluded, they appreciate what you just did, you know, risking your life. You know, thank God we're all healthy and
right.
good.
But that's what it felt like. It felt like you were risking the life if it delivered.
We had
right.
no idea what it was, what it would be, what it would morph into. And that smile that they gave you was worth the world.
You think there's a lot of goodwill that was built up at that time, which is really, you know, keeping you going after 25 years?
I believe so, yeah, 100%.
Well, I can tell you as a customer, it's a great feeling being in your establishment, and it's wonderful to deal with your staff and be treated the way not just me, but everybody's treated. I mean, if you ask the average customer up there, people love the dining experience. All right, Josh Berkowitz, 25 years. We want to go up there, right? We're the average person. We want to go up and celebrate because we've heard that you've got this big anniversary going on. Give me one classic to order and give me one off the beaten path to order. What's a classic dish that one should have at Eden Walk on North Avenue in New Rochelle? And give me something off the beaten path that they must try if they haven't tried it yet.
So the classic is your General Tso or sesame chicken.
There you go.
You could ask Dr. Mark about it.
All right.
off the beaten path, Thursday night burger night, the Austin burger.
That's tonight.
That's tonight.
That's tonight. And you have the meatless burger also, right?
I do.
Yeah. So you got everyone's diet tastes are met. Up on North Avenue in New Rochelle with the burger night tonight. They've got both the meat burger and the non-meat burger, so you have all those choices available. And not to put you on the spot, I just don't remember. Anniversary specials or deals still in effect, or has that passed already? I just don't remember.
So we are, as I said before, we're developing new dishes that are going to be rolled out over the course of the year. My advertising team is working on promotions just that are going to be released every other week.
Oh, great.
And we're hoping that's going to get done next week. It's going to be out for the public. Come in, enjoy, you know, these crazy ideas that we've come up with, and enjoy.
All right, excellent. And we'll obviously, if you let us know, we'll let everybody else know about what to expect in terms of savings and in terms of trying some interesting brand new items up at Eden Walk in New Rochelle. Josh, 25 years is a long time in your industry. It's a long, long time, and it's amazing how you've able to keep the core classic part of the offerings up there, and at the same time evolve to the point that you're really 2023. So all I could say on behalf of all of us who've enjoyed it, people from everywhere, and I've recommended, by the way, those who are coming in to the New York area for any type of vacation, or if they're coming for Pesach and they want to have a nice dining experience before the holiday, they should check you out up in North Avenue in New Rochelle at Eden Walk. So on behalf of all of us, all I could say is thank you and happy anniversary, and here's to another 25.
Thank you.
A pleasure. Take care, Josh. There he is, Josh Berkowitz. He's the man in charge up at Eden Walk in New Rochelle. If you haven't tried it yet, folks, try it. It's amazing. After 25 years, they're still getting it right and still staying current, which is honestly a remarkable accomplishment in the kosher food and restaurant industry. More coming up. Guess what? It's a Thursday at JM in the AM.